recording has started. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Rain. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG PC Open Meeting on Tuesday, 17th of March, 2015. On the call today, we have Amar El-Fada, Rafiq Damak, Matthew Shears, James Gannon, Niels Ten Orva, Avery Doria, Joy Lidicote, Gigi Johnson, Chris Dillon, Samner Franco, Edward Morris, Stephen Aperin, and from staff we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you so much. Over to you, Rafiq.
Thanks, Mariam. And thanks for everyone for joining today our monthly policy meeting. So I see several new members here, so we take this opportunity to explain what we try to achieve in this call. So this is monthly call. We try to hold it in the same way the GNSO Council Conf call. And so we try to go through the agenda and in particular the motion that will be voted this week, and also to try to discuss ingoing policies and also any other business that it's relevant. So you can see the agenda in Adobe Connect. So if you want to add any other business, please do so. So we'll try to have a nice time to party. And for those, for all members, please feel free to ask any question, either in the chat or just to raise your hand. There is no stupid question. We are here trying to consult the membership and to explain what is happening in the GNSO Council. And so it's the whole idea is really to give updates and to brief and to get better understanding what is going on. So feel free to ask any question and let's start. So many members in Adobe Connect the GNSO Council meeting agenda. Mariam? Okay. Okay, so this is the agenda for the Thursday conf call. We get several counselors here attending this call, so they will give us more explanation about the several topic. So first, I see there is a consent agenda, which is about organizing a face-to-face meeting for the privacy and proxy services accreditation issue. This is quite a critical working group. We have several members participating there, and they already raised concerns. But this is a new kind of setting for working groups, is to have one day meeting either before or after the ICANN meeting. It's kind of probably try to make more progress. But so just I think this they just to confirm that they will organize this. I'm not sure if it's really critical here, but. For those involved, I think David and Stephanie. Okay. Sounds there is no comment here. Okay. I mean, it's not a big problem. Okay. The next. Agenda item is the motion about the GAG GNSO consultation group. And So I think who is involved there? I think Amar, David, Avery. Who can give us a kind of update here and explain what's the motion about, and so we can discuss how to vote about it.
I can take that one about the GAC genocide.
So, David, you want to speak first?
Okay, yeah, the GAC genocide consultation group motion. This is pretty simple. This is just basically, we've been talking about these motions for a long time. It's basically some processes to ensure the process to try and get the GAC involved in genocide policy processes early. It doesn't mean we're necessarily doing what the GAC says. It just means that the GAC are getting us a chance to tell any issues they may have with anything our policy work we might be doing before, very early in the process, rather than complaining after it's already done. This is work that's been discussed for months now, so I don't think there's any reason we shouldn't vote against it. We've had plenty of any reason we shouldn't vote for it. We've had plenty of opportunities to discuss it. Several of us. The GAC genocide group is actually very healthily represented by non-commercial. And, I'd say we should vote in favor of it. That's all.
Okay. Thanks, David. Okay. Stephanie, please.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Stephanie Perrin on the record. I just wanted to go back to the preceding item on the issue of whether or not we're going to have a face-to-face meeting at the next meeting. The PPSAI, the Privacy Proxy Working Group for those newcomers, it's a pretty controversial working group, and we are drawing to a climax. We're about to release our draft first report. And we had a face-to-face working group meeting in Los Angeles. Many of us weren't able to attend. They felt it was useful. But the interesting thing that's on the table right now is in the proposal for meeting, originally the idea was we would meet face-to-face and get through a lot of difficult issues that were blocking progress, that being one of the problems with working groups. And now the decision is we'll meet, but it will be to discuss things, not to actually move ahead on the documentation. So it's very odd, and we're doing a doodle poll on selecting the time for this, but we seem to have reversed the original purpose for having a face-to-face working group. So I just thought I'd sort of throw that out there, because you'll probably hear more discussion at the next meeting of the merits of having face-to-face all-day meetings. It takes a big chunk of time on the agenda. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie. Yes, Amar.
Hi, thanks, Amar. Going back to the council motion, on the GAC GNSO consultation group. Just to give some background to those who might not be familiar with what this group does, like David said, this group is meant to encourage GAC early engagement in the GNSO process, to sort of bring in GAC comments when they identify public policy issues in upcoming PDPs, as opposed to just giving advice directly to the ICANN board when the PDP is over and done with. This motion specifically deals with one phase of the PDP, the very first phase of scoping the issues. So we're talking about the preliminary issues report and the final issues report, which is the first phase of a PDP before it goes on to a charter drafting phase and then later a PDP working group. So what this motion is actually about is approving what this group of GAC and GNSO counselors have come up with, something called a quick look mechanism, a process for the GAC to take a look at a preliminary issues report for a PDP, and this process would be facilitated by the appointed GNSO liaison to the GAC and sort of help the GAC within the time frame between the initial, the preliminary issues report and the final issues report to sort of acknowledge whether or not there is a public policy implication in this PDP or not. The GAC approved the recommendations of the GAC GNSO consultation group during the Singapore meeting, and now it is up to the GNSO Council to also approve this recommendation for the quick look mechanism. It's a pretty harmless motion, I guess. It's constructive if the GAC actually managed to pull this off. There will be a sort of evaluation of how well these recommendations will work. If they do work, it'll probably be an encouraging event, so that the GAC can sort of engage with the GNSO process at an early stage. So thanks.
Thanks, Solomon. Any further comments here? So I don't see, any disagreement. So it sounds that you will vote yes. But any further comments from other councillor? Please, if you are not speaking, please mute yours.
Sounds tasty, whatever it is.
Okay. Someone eating chocolate something. Anyway. Okay, so there is no further comment. I guess we can... move to the next agenda item. So it's after this motion, it's mostly update about several topics. The first is about the IANA stewardship transition. We had two webinars about the IANA stewardship transition, and work still going on, and our representative the cross-community working group, Avli Doria, is here. So the council will get update, but we can use this item just to get more, if there is anything relevant for us that we should know, and if there is any action that we should take. Avli?
Okay, this is Avli speaking, assuming I can be heard. I see the little blips on the microphone. Okay. I have been updating. I have been sending things to the discuss list of things that people can and should look at. What's happening in the cross-community working group on the IANA stewardship at the moment is we've divided up into what we've called design teams, and there's many of them. And each one of them is assigned one. It's somebody's got echo on, and they should really mute themselves because it's really obnoxious. Great, thanks. Basically, we've divided up into many. No, I guess it's the other way. Divided up into many little subgroups, working on specific point issues to try and get those issues understood, perhaps have solutions or, you know, compromises or what have you suggested to those points, and then come back. All of these little groups are supposed to be done by the time we go to Istanbul next week. So there's going to be a face-to-face meeting of the CWG next week. And at that time, we're going to not only try and go through all these these little drafting teams. They used to be called task forces, but they became drafting teams, and I just haven't quite switched. But both of those are the same item. Basically go through the solutions that they've come up with, look at those in relation to version 2 of the document that's also been out, and I think I've sent a pointer on that also to the discuss list. And then also hopefully have the big conversation that we've been putting off at the moment, because we should also have some of the first legal input on, you know, the internal model, the external model, the hybrid integrated model, and basically try and make some motion forward on getting that resolved. Because if people look at the version 2 of the document, that's a portion that's missing at the moment. So I think that's where we're at. The work is continuing at a feverish pace. You know, at least 4 hours of main meetings a week, and then lots of hours of these little design team meetings, and most of us are only on one or two of those. And then in the background, Brendan, Matthew, and I keep working on the integrated hybrid proposal that we've been talking about, that we talked about in the webinar, and that we keep working on. At the moment, that one is, there's a version 1.2 that's close to ready to come out. I was hoping it would be ready today, but I didn't finish it for today, but it'll be out in the next couple of days. And it has a URL that I'll put out on the discuss list once I get finished moving major chunks around, so that everyone in, you know, the NCSG and eventually anyone can, you know, read, comment, and suggest changes. That's about it.
Thanks, Avery. I hope that you are ready for Istanbul. I see also we have Matt here, and also James. He wants to add something. Yes, James, please go ahead.
Hey, just double checking everybody can hear me.
Yes.
So James Gann for me, for the record. So I've decided to jump in at the deep end of ICANN, and I've decided to chair one of the design teams that Avery was talking about. So myself and Matthew are on that. We will be looking at the technical elements of, if a separation of the IANA functions is to occur, what process will need to happen for that to run without any impact to the functions themselves. So we'll be, hopefully the plan is, we'll be assessing some existing documents within ICANN, including the sections of the IANA functions contract. And I've placed so far 2 DIDP requests with ICANN for some further disaster recovery and continuity of operations documents that we can see from the IANA function contract that they exist, but they're not currently in the public domain. So there's 6 members in the group at the moment. So the plan is we'll work in 3 phases. Initially, we'll assess what existing capabilities are within ICANN. We will then look at what gaps we feel are there and prepare a technical transition plan. We won't be looking at the question of whether a separation is appropriate. We'll be focusing purely on the technical aspects of it. And then at the end, we'll bring that back to the CWG as a whole. We'll take comments and questions from them, and we will then incorporate that into the transition plan. So the concept of its design team L, it's purely to look at the technical aspects and not at any of the the greater question of should it occur, or, you know, what appropriate situations should occur for it to be executed, purely that we can maintain the stability of the IANA functions through any transition if the transition should occur.
Thanks, James, for this update. I think that's your first intervention with us in call. Thanks for your efforts there. Matt, you want to add something? Okay, fine. So, okay, thanks. So, obviously, we are waiting then that you will send the Google Doc within this week, then.
Yeah. You mean on the... I'll send several things, but on the latest integrated proposal, yes. As I said, I wanted it out today. I definitely feel it needs to be out before Thursday. So I'll probably send it later today. Finished, and Brendan and Matt still have to comment on it as the co-editors, but I haven't finished moving chunks around yet, and that was my first assignment. So once I finish the gross movement of pieces around, then I'll put it out.
Thanks, Avi. Thanks again for the work done in the group. I think maybe after Istanbul we will get also more updates, and we can figure out how we can structure that to inform the membership. But we can discuss about that later. Yes, Matt, you want me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes. Yes, Matt. Please go ahead.
Okay. Just a quick addition to what Avery said, and this applies as well to the accountability working group. Now at a stage where if there are those folks in NCSG, NCUC, who wish to become involved and can in particular bring a particular area of expertise to the design teams or to the various work streams and working processes that are underway on the accountability side, now's really the time to do it, because we're down in the weeds. We're doing editorial changes to bylaws on the accountability side. We're coming up with a compact on the accountability side. Maybe Robin will speak to that in a bit. And these design teams are now, as Avery said, really looking at these specific operational aspects of the IANA functions. So we can cover some of those design teams, but we can't cover them all. So if anybody has any time and wants to get involved, now's the time to do it. Thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Well, you were talking about the accountability, and that's the next item. Said we, yes, we need more volunteers since decided to have several work teams, sub teams. So we need more and more people to get involved there. Okay, Avery, you want to add something?
Just a quick point. I put the URL for the list of design teams in the chat. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. Okay. Matt, you want to add something? Or it's an old hand? Okay, thanks. Okay. So, if there are no further comments here, we can move to the next item, which is also a discussion about the cross-community working group enhancing ICANN accountability.
And we have in the call Robin Gross, who is also our, so she want to give some updates or some indication what we should do there. Robin? Okay. So we can wait for Robin in the meantime. Any other member involved in the accountability working group want to to give some updates or information? Just in we're waiting. Yes, Matt, please go ahead.
Yes. Well, until Robin gets on, just to kind of emphasize that we have this face-to-face meeting next week, both for the IANA working group and the accountability working groups. This is really where the work that's been undertaken to date at a much more specific level will come together. So we have, I think, as everybody knows, we have these items that are being reviewed that need to be in place or committed to prior to the transition, and that's really the focus of the work. And we have, within that set of items, we have two, what I guess we're calling them work streams or work processes, one and two. And those have to do with the kind of things that are implemented within the bylaws or changes or accountability mechanisms that would be implemented in the bylaws, such as things like ensuring that ICANN is multi-stakeholder, which is something that isn't in the bylaws, or bottom-up. So those kind of edits to the bylaws, bringing in much of the content of the affirmation of commitments, for example. Then in that stream is being led by Jordan Carter, and then the other stream, which is being led by Becky Burr, is really more about fundamental changes to accountability and how we, for example, look at spilling the board and how we look at specific issues related to, for example, Becky Burr is now pulling together a kind of a compact, in other words, how ICANN should behave from an accountability and transparency perspective. There's, a whole range of very specific and very targeted approaches to a diversity of mechanisms now. So, Robin's on, so I can stop waffling and let her speak the truth.
No, actually, Matt, don't let me stop you. You're doing a great job of explaining so many of these mechanisms that are under development right now. And I should note, I think Matt mentioned we've got a meeting coming up in Istanbul next week. We're under an extremely compressed timeline. The staff wants us to get our initial set of proposals in Friday, as in this Friday, March 20th, in order for them to be prepared or ready to be discussed in Istanbul on Monday. And they're sort of planning on us coming up with our initial set of recommendations to then go into a report about 10 days later that will then go out for public comment. Now, of course, this is really unrealistic because we can't very well come up with our initial set of recommendations if we don't have all the information that we need to make those decisions about what we need to be fixing it in, what kind of mechanisms to be correcting or to be building, I should say. And so we've been working to try to get some legal expertise, and we've spoken with two firms, and it looks like we're going to try to retain both of them because they have different strengths and weaknesses in terms of legal expertise. One is really knee-deep in California public benefit nonprofit law, and the other one has a much larger practice and can be helpful on some international jurisdiction and antitrust type issues. So we're going to try to utilize the expertise of both of these firms. Just spoke with the second one yesterday, So, you know, this isn't finalized yet, but this is sort of the direction we're heading in. And so we've come up with a list of legal scoping questions that we need to ask these experts to try to give us an idea of what kind of mechanisms do we want to build. Do we want to build a membership structure for ICANN? Do we want to build some kind of veto process? Do we want to have a compact? And there's a lot of legal issues that are at play here. And so these questions that we've come up with ask a lot of these questions or that will then help us to get the answers that we need to decide which are the right mechanisms for the community to get the kinds of empowerment mechanisms that we need. So we are not even going to have the benefit of these lawyers having answered these questions by Friday, let alone being able to go into Istanbul with an understanding of what is the lay of the land and what are the strengths of this proposal or that proposal from a legal standpoint. And so I frankly see how it is not at all possible that we will be able to come up with an initial set of recommendations in Istanbul to go out to the community. We simply won't have the kind of information that we need to be making those kinds of decisions, and we need to get some feedback from the community once we do. I don't think we can just get the legal advice back today and then tomorrow say, okay, these are our recommendations, because we are talking about entirely redesigning ICANN, a global governance institution. This is very complicated. We need to get feedback from the community. So once the legal advice comes back to us, I think we need to go back to our members and the people in the community and say, okay, this is what the lawyers have identified as being the strengths and the weaknesses and some proposals we could build and some proposals maybe we thought we wanted but maybe we should avoid for these other reasons that they've come up with, or perhaps they will suggest entirely new mechanisms that we haven't even thought of yet, and we need to take that information and go back to the community and say, okay, what do you think? What do we need to do here? And then we can come up with our recommendations that we can then put together and go out for public comment. In my view, that's how it should be done. But staff's on an extremely compressed timeline for us to come up with our recommendations basically in 48 hours from now without the benefit of the legal advice, without the benefit of community engagement. So I think Istanbul is going to be pretty chaotic and a bit of a tussle between staff trying to sort of force us to come up with recommendations and many of us in the community saying, but wait, we don't have the information that we need yet. We don't have the feedback that we need yet. We need to be more realistic about the deadlines. And I don't know what to expect, but it will be interesting. So that's maybe I've kind of gone on a little bit too much about this, but that's where we are. And we've got a meeting again today. We meet as a whole group 2 hours a week, and then there are two different working parties that also meet for about an hour and a half a week, and then there are a number of sub-parties. For example, there's one on the fixing the reconsideration request. There's one on fixing the independent review process. There's one on building the compact. All of these sorts of are individual little working groups that are building individual mechanisms are also holding meetings and have mailing lists, doing a lot of work. So if anyone has any spare cycles at all or any interest in this issue, then I want to encourage you to please consider joining one of these sub-working groups, sub-team groups, where these mechanisms are being developed. And now is a really good time to do that. It's not going to be a long-term project. Like I say, they want us to have these recommendations ready in just a... Well, they want them to have them ready in 48 hours. That's not going to happen. More realistic is it's going to take a few more weeks, a few more months. So that's what I would say is the level of commitment, time commitment we're talking about if you join one of these small working groups. But the work is so spread between among so many different ones that there aren't a lot of people that are on each one, and particularly people who are active and drafting and editing. So it would be a really good thing to do if you're at all interested in ICANN accountability to just jump on one of these subgroups and start contributing to the drafting. Okay, so I'll stop there, and if anyone has any questions or any other issues they want to go into on this, I'm happy to talk about that.
Thanks, Robin. Well, I think there was several comments in Adobe Connect chat, and fear that people are just saying that we should be cautious about not rushing here. So, is there any comment for Robin or someone want to add something? Don't be shy. Yes, Avery, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Avery. I'm also in that group in a different role. But my question to Robin is, in this tussle you see between the group and the staff, where do the chairs sit on this? Are they, you know, recognizing the need and pushing back on staff? And I just haven't noticed. I mean, I've been following the list, but I haven't really noticed.
Yeah, I think, not that I've seen, they've been, in the past when I've raised this issue of this is an unrealistic timeline, the chairs just say, well, we're going to do the best we can, and we're going to shoot for the timeline, and if it turns out later we have to adjust it, we have to adjust it. So, but they haven't, you know, I mean, this is just days away now that they want these proposals, and we haven't even sent out for legal advice yet. It just makes, it's mind-baffling that we're even pretending like this is a reasonable proposal. I mean, we were talking with this law firm yesterday, and I just felt like an idiot because we're asking them, we're like, we're going to need you in Istanbul this weekend, and you need to answer all these questions and come with the answers, but we are not even really sure yet if we're going to hire you, so we'll let you know. And it's like, they were talking this weekend, so, I mean, you know, we didn't exactly look very professional because the timeline that we are proposing to these lawyers is ridiculous. And both of the firms that we spoke to when we told them about the timeline, they're like, I don't really think that's possible, which I kind of liked because they were willing to push back on us and not just tell us what we want to hear, just say, oh, yeah, we can do that, no problem, we can do that, no problem, just give us the work, sure. We didn't get that. We got, this doesn't look very realistic. So the chairs have been, you know, not really pushing back much, but we're going to have to do that in Istanbul, get them to put a little bit of reality into the timeline.
Robin?
Yes.
Just kind of thinking what we can do here. Well, first, wishful thinking doesn't work well with project management. I mean, you cannot play so much with timeline. So should we kind of maybe, since this topic, I mean, the accountability will be, there will be an update in Genesis Council. Can we ask, I mean, you know, the Genesis is one of the chartering organizations, just to ask, I mean, the liaison or the chair, who is, I think, Thomas Reicher, I mean, about this, why they think they can achieve that, I mean, to raise the issue. So I think that's one of the role of chartering organizations. I'm not sure, as NCNG, should we kind of have a kind of make statement or something, say, please calm down and something like that. I mean, so it's just if you feel that even you are expressing concern with the working group, if the chairs are not really reacting to that, if we can kind of do some escalation just to send more stronger message, I think we can do that. But just I'm suggesting here, I'm not sure if it will work or not, but we can listen to other comments. Yes, Amar.
Thanks. This is Amar. I was disconnected from the AC room for a couple of minutes, so I'm not sure if I missed this or not, but I do have a question for Robin. I think she made an excellent point regarding the legal advice and its significance and community feedback to that. In Singapore, we had a discussion about during the GNSO wrap-up session, if I'm not mistaken, We had a discussion about the extent at which the GNSO Council needs to be involved and interact with this, with the different CWGs and CCWG. My personal take on this is that I'm perfectly confident in our representatives to these groups to communicate the information between the NCSG and the two cross-community working groups. I would hope that other SOs, ACs, stakeholder groups, and constituencies have the same level of confidence that I do. But I do take Robin's point on the importance of community feedback at certain points in the process. And considering the legal advice that's coming in, and I appreciate that there are time constraints and there are time issues involved, and it's important to not have any unnecessary delays. But I'm just wondering about the context of the discussion with the legal advice. Once it comes in, is the CCWG planning to act directly on it, or is there going to be sort of like a time period where the representatives of the different groups can go back to their members and say, okay, this is what we have. We have maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month to look it over, work out some feedback or some sort of impression on what's being suggested. I do think this is important because I'm guessing the legal advice is going to have a significant amount of influence on the direction that the CCWG takes. So I'm just wondering what is going on. And just to be clear, because we are discussing the GNSO Council agenda, I would prefer that this happens via Robin, the NCSG representative to the group, then actually have the GNSO Council communicate any messages to the CCWG directly. That's just my personal preference. Thanks.
Thanks, Amr. That's a good question. And
Amr, if I can respond to you, I think... Yes, Robin?
Or am I not? Can you hear me now?
Robin?
I can hear you, Robin. Thanks.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Robin, we can hear you,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. So yes. The answer to Amr's question is the timeline that staff has come up with for us doesn't have any time at all for community consultation. And, it literally is that the advice comes back on one day and the proposals get submitted the next. And I think these are far too important decisions to not get community feedback. I mean, we could be creating liabilities for ICANN participants. They might want to hear about that and weigh in on whether or not that they think that's appropriate. I think we need to be getting that kind of feedback based on where are the strengths and where are the weaknesses, where are the risks, what are the benefits of this model as opposed to that model. That's a conversation that the community needs to have, and not just sort of a quick one day, our representatives are exhausted and we're in Istanbul and, you know, whatever staff puts in front of us we'll sign off on. That's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm going. So we're going to, and frankly, I think it would be helpful if our representatives in council maybe mentioned the timeline issue, just maybe get some feedback also from where some of the other stakeholder groups are on this, because the the registrars haven't been at all active very active at all in the CCWG, and there's only VeriSign from the registries and Neustar in there. So there's not a ton of GNSO participation, which is really surprising since, you know, the GNSO was clamoring for reforms, and now here's our chance to get it. And I mean, I realize the work is spread so thinly amongst so many different groups, but I have been kind of surprised by not seeing more participation from other parts of the GNSO. So any discussions that go on the council on this issue on Thursday, maybe just discussions about the timeline and trying to raise the issue if there's some problems with the timeline. I think that would be helpful to those of us who are in the working group and trying to move the ball forward. So that's just my personal opinion. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Robin Zahmer again. Yeah, it does answer my question very clearly. Thank you. I did have some concerns about the council becoming directly involved with this process, but Rafiq. Shall I continue? Am I still on the call?
I hear you, Amr. I don't hear anyone else.
All right. Hi, Rob.
I hear you, Amr. This is Kathy. Hi, everybody.
Okay. All right. We're good.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I in Singapore, I did express some concerns about the council becoming directly involved for several reasons. First of all, I'm not particularly enthusiastic about having a sort of unified GNSO perspective on what goes on. I would prefer the sort of flexibility of each stakeholder group having its own positions, and I thought the representatives could do that very well. I'm also concerned about adding layers of communication between the GNSO stakeholder groups and the CCWG. But if you're asking for help now because there is low participation from, for example, contracted parties, specifically the registrars, and you would like this issue to come up on council, I wouldn't mind that we bring it up. I guess what you're asking for is specifically sort of telling them to hold on or maybe directing this to Thomas and telling them, hold on, we need to slow down the process once the legal advice comes in. So I guess we could do that if that's what you need to, if that's what you need us to do. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that would be really helpful.
Okay. Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Good. So, okay. Yes, Robin. We have James waiting for a while to speak. I'm not sure if he can speak now or not. James?
Yeah, so I was initially going to make a point disagreeing with Robin and Amr on bad management practices, but I think there's another aspect to slipping timelines and, you know, going along the lines of, well, we're going to keep this date and then push it back in order to maintain, you know, work pressure. This is a very, very public set of negotiations that are going on both in the CWG and the CCWG, and I personally have a fear that there is going to be rapidly decreasing confidence in the process overall if we continually work to timelines that we know are going to slip. And I think that is possibly one way that GNSO should be looking at it, is that not only is this, you know, questionable internal practices for us, but it's undermining confidence in the overall process. And we have Senate committee hearings, and we have a lot of public newspaper articles, both in the US and here in Europe. And I think that continually slipping timelines almost intentionally is going to really undermine the confidence in the process.
Okay. Thanks, James. Any response to this?
This is Robin. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Robin, please go ahead.
So I understand, you know, we don't want to...
Yes, Robin.
I understand that we don't want to come up with slipping timelines, but, you know, a couple months ago when they came up with this timeline, I said, this is an unrealistic timeline. We're not going to be able to meet it. You're going to make the multi-stakeholder community look like failures because we're setting unrealistic timelines that we can't meet, and that's, people are just going to point to this and say, see, the multi-stakeholder community couldn't get it together, couldn't come up with their proposals, and multi-stakeholderism fails. So, I mean, I told them that at the beginning, that setting up these unrealistic timelines is going to lead to a lack of confidence. So, I'm a little bit not really sympathetic to the viewpoint of now, of we have to stick to the timeline, otherwise we're going to undermine our confidence in ourselves. I think we already did that by setting up unrealistic timelines that we can't meet, and I think now we need to sort of, you know, face reality and come up with something that is realistic that we can explain to outside legal counsel with without them just looking at us like we're living on another planet, because the timelines and the deadlines and the expectations are so unrealistic.
Yeah, sorry, just a quick two-second response to Robin. Fully in agreement, I was coming from the point of view that there should have been a realistic timeline from the start. If we didn't have that realistic timeline, we need to sit down, you guys need to sit down in Istanbul and work out what is a realistic timeline, because it needs to be done right from the start. We can't keep going back and revising it.
Yeah, and I think, actually, you've hit on an important issue here, is getting it done right. I mean, that has got to be the priority. Getting it done right must be the priority over meeting an arbitrary timeline because we're afraid of an election in the U.S. election system next year. I mean, come on, people. That's just far too hypothetical. We are building a global governance institution. We must take the time to do it right, period. And it'll be a battle in Istanbul.
Yes. Thanks, Robin. Okay. I was asking if it's possible to propose an alternative timeline, if it can be helpful.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be helpful.
To our rising concern, you know, they will be in defensive mode. But if you propose an alternative and you explain why it makes sense, I think that can work. You can get more support than just thinking like this. We were attending the meeting in Istanbul, but I think if you have a proposal that can help you much more, we can also push. I mean, it's through so I can reach other stakeholder group chairs and asking their feedback, what they think about this issue. So,
thanks, and I think it's worth mentioning, noting again and again that, you know, Larry Strickling has said a number of times that this deadline is not a deadline. The September 30 date will be extended to give the community time to complete their proposals. And so, I mean, he said that a number of times, that that's what will happen. And so that's what will happen. Don't need to go into crisis mode.
Yes.
This is Aubrey. I don't know if I was given the leave to talk. I just wanted to go back to the issue of getting the council to say something. While I agree with Amr that in terms of the issues and the solutions and such, we want to keep the council we want to keep our representation more at the stakeholder group level. I think it does make sense on some of these meta issues, like the timeline, that are not positional issues, that are not, you know, substantive, they're just the doing it right, that the chartering organizations are responsible for, is that we actually do look at, you know, a GNSO council view, if indeed all of the SGs seem to see this in a similar way. So I'm exploring in the council meeting on Thursday. Thanks.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yes, I think we have this space, so we should use it. So I think we can count on our counselor Travis to raise the issue this Thursday. Okay. Robin, do you want any other input? You want to add something here?
I just wanted to get a quick understanding of who from NCSG is coming to Istanbul. So I know I'm going to be there, and Ed is going to be there. Ivory, you're coming, and Matt, are you coming? Anyone else?
Yes, I'll be there for the whole week.
Great. Matt, are you coming to Istanbul, I hope?
Yes, sorry, I am. I'll be there the whole week.
Okay, so there's at least the four of us. Great. Anyone else? The more the merrier. All are welcome.
And remote will work.
Yes, sure, Avery, it will work well. I think that's good to have people in situ there, and also those who can participate remotely. I think we
yes.
can coordinate and to see how we can do that using the ad hoc mailing list, maybe a Skype channel, and so on. So, Robin, please. I mean, I think you can take the lead here, and we can have our troops in the front of an Istanbul battle. So I think we can do a lot of things if we are coordinated and organized.
Thanks, Rafiq.
yeah, thanks, Robin. Okay. I think we can move to the next agenda item if there is no further comment. Okay. So, the next agenda item. We have several updates here, and we still have 1 hour. So I don't think we can cover all those updates. We can get some briefing later after the Geneso call. So from the counselor, if you think there is a topic in the agenda that you think quite relevant and you would like to give some update, it will be really helpful. So the other topics, there is the progress of the PDP working group on IGO and INGO creative rights protection. Other items is the progress of the discussion group on new GTLD subsequent procedures, GNSO review, working group self-assessment survey, issues for possible referral to the SCI, and remaining items from the GNSO strategic discussion session in Singapore. So, you think there is, a topic you think that we should cover here? I mean, if there is an update or someone want to volunteer. Okay, Amr, so you are suggesting IGO, INGO. As far as I know, I think we have Kathy and David in that working group. So, if they can give us some updates.
Amr, I can give you an update. This is Kathy. I'm sorry, Rafiq, I can give you an update.
Yes, Kathy, please go ahead.
Okay. The IGEA working group is going very slowly. There's a lot of factual matter that we're trying to get about the immunity of IGOs under national law. A lot of assertions have been made, and we're finding they may not be actually the case. So because IGOs are part of the court system, and we're finding that they use local law, they subject themselves to local jurisdiction to sue on their own behalf. The World Bank is very aggressive like this. The Olympics are very aggressive, which is my NGO. So it's moving very slowly as we try to go out and find experts and really check to make sure that we know the facts. It's a very specialized area. So I'd say overall, kind of slow progress, but David and I are there in the trenches trying to make sure that that the rights we create are not new rights but consistent with existing rights. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. Okay. I'm not sure if we have. I think maybe we will cover that later. But I think there is public comment related to the for report from this working group. Is it the case, Kathy?
I'm sorry, Rafiq. This public comment related to the IGOs?
I'm not sure. I saw some announcement, but maybe I'm mistaken. We will cover that later anyway. So, but just want to clarify. Okay.
I think it went out a long time ago, and it's kind of passed at this point. I mean, we could participate if we wanted to. But you know, there was a request for initial comments from the different stakeholder groups. Most did not respond. Thank
you. Okay. Thanks, guys. Okay. Okay. Let me. So just waiting if you guys. You okay? Amr, you want to say something?
Yeah. Thanks. I was just going to clarify something. And Kathy kind of already did. The working group had reached out to different SOs and ACs as part of its early request for comments during the PDP. So this was sort of a comments at the earlier stage of the PDP, but the initial report still hasn't been published. So when that comes out, there still will be the traditional public comment period following that. But so we probably should get some input on that once the initial report has been published. Thanks.
Okay. Just asking again if we can pick up any of this topic in the agenda item of the NSO Council. Otherwise, we can move to the our own agenda. Okay. Hearing none, we can move to the go back to the NCAG agenda. Mariam, can you please share? Yeah. Covering GNSO Council agenda, getting the civil update. We try here in the item number 3 to get more updates from the different working groups. The list is not exhaustive, so for those active in different working groups, so please just jump in and you can give your updates or asking for help or feedback. And also we have some open comment periods, so just maybe we need to prioritize. And also we have statement and to be submitted soon, so we can cover that too. So for working group, someone want to comment? Give a briefing update. So like the proxy and privacy accreditation policy and implementation working group, GNSO review working party, and so on. So. No, Bill, we didn't talk about GNSO review. Okay, if someone wants to volunteer here.
Rafiq, it's Kathy again. I can speak to the Proxy Privacy Accreditation Working Group.
Yes, please go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. Wish us luck. We need a few prayers, too. In about 15 minutes, we go online to negotiate the reveal, the standards for reveal. We've been working in the Proxy Privacy Accreditation Working Group for about 9 months now, and this is really the heart of the matter, which is when does a privacy proxy provider have to reveal underlying information, name, address, phone number, email, and when don't they? And we're working on a process that preserves as much discretion for the providers as possible, including for the providers to respond, even if the customer. So we're pushing a model that would have outreach to the customer, where the provider has to go out and ask the customer, well, what do you think? You know, what's going on here? So the customer can say, actually, I'm the senior trademark user, or it's really my copyright and they are infringing it, or it's fair use. So we're putting those procedures in place. The providers, the service proxy privacy service providers, seem very amenable to that. We're even working for something that if the customer doesn't respond, and in the time frames, the very short time frames, they may not be able to, that the provider can still look and see, is it a battered women's shelter or a safe sex website, and decide on its own that there isn't enough information to reveal the person. So we're really these are the rules we're working on, and again, wish us luck. There are about 20 members of the intellectual property constituency on this working group. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. Yes, Hammer.
Thanks, Rafiq. I was just going to address a few of the public comment issues, but I'd be happy to wait until after we're done with the privacy proxy services if there are any questions on that. Okay, I don't see any.
I see Stephanie's on the call too. She may want to add because she's been very involved with.
Yeah, I was actually wondering if Stephanie wanted to add something before we moved on to another topic.
Thanks, Stephanie, for the record. I would just like to say that we are having the same kind of fast pushing issues on Privacy Proxy Working Group that you're experiencing in the ridiculous IANA transition deadline. In my view, we've got a lot of substantial issues still to resolve, and they're just hell-bent to get this draft report out and stick to the timeline. And I'm not sure everybody in the group, because there's a few of us that belong to this group, but my goal today will be to put my feet out the sides of the toboggan and slow us down here. I think we need more time, and quite frankly, I don't want to be pushed into getting this thing out to serve somebody else's agenda. So the other thing is, we didn't have on here listed, but there is a little-known group of volunteers, and Kathy can explain better than I exactly what this working group is, but they're looking at the who is what procedure, which in my view is reifying the illegal nature of the publication of personal information that goes on and that has been mandated through the RAA contract. And I think we're finally getting some support that this is really stupid. Again, we're in alliance basically with the registrars who are suffering because of this stupid policy. So if anybody's interested in that, we'd love to have people join that because, it's got a life of its own. They said very clearly on the last call they weren't going to change the policy. They were just going to change the implementation of it. So that's my two bits. There are things happening in across the Who Is All Things Who Is waterfront. And Kathy might want to talk about comments on the other issue on biometric authentication. But snuck out in a letter that Steve Crocker sent to the outgoing chair of the GAC, Heather Dryden, on September 2nd. And next thing you know, we're spending money on biometric authentication. Anyway, carry on.
Thanks, Stephanie. Amar, you want to add something or it's in old hands?
No, I don't want to add anything. I'm just waiting until the Privacy Proxy Services accreditation issues are done, and then I'd like to address some of the public comment issues. Thanks to Stephanie and Kathy.
Okay, so we're asking here people if they want to give an update from the several working group, working party, cross community. They are involved, so everybody's. You can jump in. And I see already Avery. She wants to say something. Yes, Avery.
Hi, this is Avery. I'm not sure I want to say something, but you keep asking. So two groups that I'm involved in that I could say a little bit about are, I'm not going to say, the expert working group, and I don't want to touch the GNSO reworking party. There's the other one I'm involved in that's not here, is that new GTLD, what are we, a working party, a design party, a working team. I'm not sure what we are. But anyhow, on the expert working group, we just got, and I think I also forwarded that to the list, I'll check and confirm, the latest update of the plan from staff that includes their view of a response to the comments that came up in Singapore. We have a meeting, I believe it's this Friday, and I believe that I have also forwarded the listening in URL to the discuss list. So we have a meeting, I think it's this Friday. I'd have to look at the schedule to know when to take the next, to start commenting on this revised, it's at 16 UTC on this revised document. So, that's where we're at on that. Still, planning, still haven't really dealt with the complexity issue and the parallelism issue, which I think was one of the stronger concerns that came out of NCSG and perhaps others and some of the sequencing. I'm not quite sure that they've handled that yet either. So anyhow, that meeting is coming up Friday. I don't have anything to add beyond that. On the GTLD subsequent rounds group, I don't remember whether I've sent that stuff to this group. I don't think I have. I have sent it to a bunch of people that have community concerns. But basically, what they're trying to do at the moment, what this group's trying to do at the moment, is capture all the questions, not the answers, not the solutions, but all the questions and issues that people have concerning the previous round. These things are mapped. There's a document, a draft. I will send it after this meeting. I'll send it to the discuss list. We have until the end of March to complete that input, then basically, and we're asking for, you know, constituency inputs now, and we'll be asking for constituency reviews later. The goal of this work, and this group should end soon, is to basically pass a document to the GNSO Council that would form the basis of an issues request for one or more future PDPs regarding future rounds. And there's just about every issue that I can think about already in the list. And you know, when I send this out to the group, I'll be curious to see if, you know, others can think of issues that aren't there. Some of them have been captured in a matrix, and they're not quite in the document yet, and those are the things we're talking about. So that's what's going on that one. So this is probably a good time if there's that bugged you about the new GTLD program, and we all have bunches, to make sure that there are questions in the pile that open up your issue for further, you know, discussion and work. And that's about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. That was really helpful.
Could I ask Avery a question? This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, then we have Sam in the queue. Yes, Kathy, please.
Okay. Avery, did you say that there's a matrix somewhere on the existing new GTLD questions? Or let me phrase it a different way. Is there something you can circulate so we can see what questions have been asked? Because that's a really good question. Is our question there? So what could we look at quickly?
That's exactly what I said. After this meeting, I will forward to the discuss list the URL of the documents that we're working from. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I missed that. Thank you.
Yes, Sam?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, I've been following that discussion group, and all the questions are being listed. Yes, they're being listed, and people are commenting on them, but there's a sense that I get the big questions are really not, they're almost being finessed, that the group itself is, I assume, mainly made up of people who've got technical issues around how new GTLDs are rolled out, because that's what they do and that's what they're interested in. But when somebody raises the bigger questions about preferential access for areas that don't have resources and so forth, it's the same kind of silence that you get at the end of a meeting of the board on a Friday at an ICANN conference where the person makes the comment and then the mic just passes on to somebody else. I am not convinced that a new GTLD is actually going to take any of these serious issues seriously.
Thanks, Sam. You want to respond?
Yep. Aubrey speaking again. I understand the concern, and in fact, you know, there's been a discussion on it. I don't know if you were at the last meeting, the one we just had, where various people from large, with support for some others, did discuss exactly those issues, and there was assurances, and I think those are assurances that we need to make sure are followed through on, that indeed those things would be included in this report of issues to be dealt with by the GNSO Council. I also know, just because I'm involved in it, that the at-large has its own group dealing with these issues that are also planning to, you know, have their own contributions to this discussion, and their advice is certainly going to be strongly along, I think, the lines that I understood you to be speaking of, in terms of they refer to it specifically in terms of, you know, developing and disadvantaged regions and poor communities and issues such as that, and include various proposals. So I hope I'm certainly not saying that I am sure that those issues will be taken fully into account, but I really do believe that they might be, and I believe if that we keep bringing it up and we keep insisting on a meeting, and we keep, you know, supporting the people that do bring up those issues, that they can't help but be included in the discussion. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. So I put myself in the queue here. So I'm asking if the discussion group is also covering the work done by the UGTLD applicant support working group. And if we can ask a question here, just, I mean, to direct the discussion group to investigate more what was the sex, I mean, what were the sexes or the failures of the recommendation and so on.
Aubrey again, I just put my hand up and I see no one else did before me, so I'll just speak. I don't think it's in there yet. There are references to and those were in the board's report, the board's questions to the group. There are questions there about the applicant support program that was put together, and, it certainly can be followed up. I'd ask you, in terms of that group, I know it's still open. It has never been closed. And I guess you and Carlton, is it you and Carlton are still the co-chairs of it? I forget who the at-large co-chair was, the ALAC co-chair was.
Yes, it's Carlton, yes.
Right. So,
and Mike.
Right, yeah. No, I knew, I remembered you. I wasn't positive about Carlton. I think it's free and open for you guys to try and do that with the group. Now, whether I'm certainly willing to, as I do my review, because what I'm trying to do is do a first review of this material myself by Friday. One of the things that happens, and I don't know that I'm going to make it because I keep promising too many things for this week. The list gets too long, and I do need sleep. Fortunately, I don't have much paying work, so I've got the time. Basically, each week, the staff and the chairs and there are now three chairs, do an update to the lists, to the documents. So I'm hoping to get a first set of issues into that by this weekend. And I'm certainly willing to throw that into my list and anything else that starts to come up. What I'll probably do, since that method seems to sort of almost work sometimes, is I will create a drive doc of my comments as I start to write them, and we'll, you know, open that up for the same comment and suggestions that I've been opening all the drive docs up to, and invite, you know, the people from, you know, the NCSG Discuss to look at it and comment and add stuff or what have you. Probably also invite the applicants I'm working from communities and possibly others to comment on that as I'm working on it. But I'm certainly willing to sort of push the Jazz put together a suggestion for the plan. You built a plan. The Jazz is still open. Are we going to ask them to do a serious review of the solutions that came from their recommendations? I think it's a good question. Thanks.
Thanks. I think we discussed previously we can reactivate the working group. So maybe I should check with the ALAC site and see how things will go there. Yes, Tiffany. Go ahead.
Uh,
Hi, I wanted to talk on the next agenda item, so I just put my hand up in advance. So let's finish this first. Sorry.
Thanks, Stephanie. Any further comments here? Or someone want to ask a question? Okay. Okay. So we can move to the next part. I'm not sure what you are talking about, Stephanie, exactly, but yes, please go ahead.
This was the GNSO policy, the GNSO review. Were we going to talk about that? Because we have to get comments in on it. They're due on the 20th, right?
Yes, I think the deadline is to, I mean, for those in the working party is the 20th, yeah. And I see that Bill wants to intervene. Yes, Bill?
Yes, Bill, can you speak?
Can you speak up? Okay, we cannot hear you, Bill, at all, so... Okay.
Can I jump back in while Bill is getting his mic working? I was just going to say that I did volunteer to do a markup version of the text now that Charlotte Chambly sent around a Word version. The other one was a PDF, and it was a real nuisance making comments, and putting them on this form was also a nuisance. So I did volunteer to do that. Unfortunately, I haven't got it done yet, but I will focus on it today and send it around if folks are interested in seeing any further comments. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie. Bill, can you speak up? Bill?
Why not? How can you not hear me? I don't understand.
Yes, we can hear you. A little bit underwater, but yes, we can hear you.
I'm underwater? I shouldn't be underwater. I'm talking directly into my computer screen, and it should be a better connection than that. Am I intelligible? I'm sorry. I only wanted to say about this. I think this is a... There's very loud breathing going on. Okay, Gigi says I'm very loud, and others are saying the opposite. I'm confused. All right, anyway. Yes, as Stephanie says, number one, there's a revised schedule for the really distracting noises in the background. I have no idea what those are. There's a revised schedule for the work of this review team. We did have a meeting, of course, a couple weeks ago in which we participated rather actively in raising concerns about the nature of the text that had been put up with no notice during the Singapore meeting, which was full of a lot of really unbalanced and distorted comments about civil society's participation. And we are, of course, waiting to hear what kind of responses will happen in light of those comments and whether Westlake will take them on board. But apart from that, there's a second set of questions. Do we want to speak to the larger analytical issues that are being made, that are being raised in that document? There are some preliminary conclusions, and there's clearly an agenda that Westlake has in mind, which I think is somewhat troubling. But the problem is, I don't know whether we can actually organize something in the next 3 days. So if not, then what we will have to do is wait and reply to the draft. We have more hands on board. But that, it's unfortunate that we're not able to follow up with additional comments now. And someone else of the four representatives of the, I think there's six representatives, to take a lead in raising issues, both stakeholder group level issues and constituency level issues. So I'll stop there.
Can you mute yourself? It was really hard to hear you, but thanks. Stephanie, you want to add something?
Stephanie, for the record, that's an old hand, but just for the benefit of those not reading chat, I realize it's a very tight deadline, but I do think it's dangerous to not address the broader issues in that crappy first draft. Pardon my language, but it's really bad first draft. We don't see all the conclusions, so we need to challenge a lot of the things in that draft, or we will be said, well, you had an opportunity and you didn't respond. So I'm prepared to just put them in under my name because I'm part of that working group now. If necessary, I agree it's going to be tough with everything everybody's got going to do a workaround and get sign off on it. But that's why I just thought, well, if we haven't got time, at least I can put something in because some of the other people are not addressing those broader issues. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Bill, you want to add something? Okay, so please, because you have your hand raised in Adobe Connect. Okay. So we have this deadline and 20th, and we got a new timeline for the working party with draft zero, I think in April or May. So we asked in that that call a few weeks ago is to get an extension, but it was not the case, and we still didn't get a response from Westlake folks about the server question. I guess for the representative, the working party, they have to work to make something by the deadline. Okay. If there is no, further comment here, we can move other working group or just maybe about the public comments. And yes, you want to add something?
Well, thanks, Rafika. I would like to move on to the public comments issues.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay, so please, yeah, we can go to the open comment. And first, I want to thank Kathy for drafting in so short time on this issue of importance, which is about the OIS accuracy pilot study report. she didn't really short time, so I want to thank her. And we have for to submit today also another comment. I think that's what Amr wants to talk about.
Yeah, thanks, Rafiq. This is Amr. Yes, a big thank you to Kathy for the excellent comments on the Who Was Accuracy Pilot study report. And thanks to everyone else who responded and endorsed the comment. That was really, really helpful. It's noteworthy, I guess, that the Registrar Stakeholder Group also submitted a very good comment on this issue. So if anyone's curious and would like to take a look, please go ahead. Another very quick update on the on another PDP, the translation and transliteration of contact information PDP. That PDP is concerned with translating and transliterating of contact information into who is, and it's chartered to answer the question of whether it is desirable to do that or not in the event that internationalized data will be allowed in future versions of the who is or not. So the public comment for that is closed on the NCSG meta submission, and the PDP working group is reviewing all ends, and it looks like we'll have a good recommendation on that. I hope we will. The IPC is kind of fighting everyone else on that, but I can comfortably say that the majority of the working group does not want this policy to go through, and that is consistent with what the NCSG has expressed as its desire as well. But the urgent issue is the open public comment period on the policy innovation working group. We held a webinar on that last week, and a draft response to a survey the working group is asking to be filled has been circulated to the NCSG list and the policy committee list. Can everyone still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Right now, we hope to submit that. The deadline is midnight UTC tonight. So far, we have a few endorsements from policy committee members. Stephanie, Sam, Rafiq, and Avery, as well as myself. If I hear no objections over the next few hours, I'm going to go ahead and submit the response. But there are a few policy committee members on the call right now who have not responded to this yet, so if you could do so in the next few hours, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. So we are ready to submit by today, so everything okay?
Yes, I believe so. There was feedback that was provided during last week's webinar, and that has been, well incorporated into the answers. Joy and Sam were also on last week's webinar. Sam has already indicated that he endorses the comments. Just wanted to make sure that all the comments that they provided as well were incorporated to their to their liking. If not, I don't mind changing a few of them within the next few hours, but we do really need to move this along. Thanks.
Thanks, Alma. Okay, so we have, I guess, 50 minutes left, and we got several any other business, but just asking again about public comment or any working group. So if anybody has a further comment, otherwise we can move. We can move to the next, any other business. Okay. Seeing no objection. So, there were several suggestions for any other business. One about the non-contracted party house next meeting and the pre-Buenos Aires meeting. I think that was suggested by Matt, so maybe he can explain here what he wants to ask. Also about the PICS, the public interest commitment, that I think, and auction that was proposed by Amar. So, okay, so let's start with the two first. I mean, Matt, are you still with us? Okay, I think we lost Matt. So we can move to, I'm not sure, for the pre-Buenos Aires meeting, I think that was a proposal from Bill here. Okay. So, guys, if you don't speak up, I mean, you propose these topics, but okay, we can go to the picks and auctions in the meantime. They were suggested by, proposed by Amar. Amar, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, Rafiq. This is Amar again. Very quickly, I won't take too much time on this, but there have been some questions raised by different parts of the community on the PICS, the public interest commitment specification of the registry agreement. And the current status of those, this specification was introduced into the registry agreement following GAC advice to do so. It's a non-binding specification, which applicants to new GTLDs opted in sort of like into a list of specifications or a list of commitments that they would sort of optionally adopt into their policies or not. There has been an ongoing discussion involving the business constituency, the registry stakeholder group, and ALAC on reviewing the PICS and reviewing the PIC DRP, which is the dispute resolution policy for those specifications. And NCSG has largely been unengaged in this discussion, although we have been having a discussion about it for months internally, especially on the policy committee list. I just would like to make sure that we do pick this up, and David and I are going to work on this together on sort of just consolidating all the information we have, try to figure out a constructive next step on what our position may be, or what our position may be concerning the next steps of how this should move forward. There was a sort of an informal meeting or gathering that took place in the Singapore meeting with a lot of these community members that didn't involve us, so we weren't part of that discussion. We should certainly try to avoid being excluded in the future. One way of doing that is to have some sort of position, and the policy committee needs to work on this. But I do imagine that there are other NCSG members who may be interested in this that are not on the policy committee. So I was going to suggest that if that turns out to be true, that we create a dedicated email list where we can have all these discussions and try to formulate something for the policy committee to endorse afterwards, if that's okay with everyone. Thanks.
Thanks, Amar. Just to try to understand here. So you are suggesting that we have an ad hoc list to discuss about the topic, and also that we...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and I suggest we do this so that members of the policy committee as well as other NCSG members who are interested can have a very intensive discussion about this, hopefully in a short period of time. But I would like to hear thoughts from others on this first.
Okay, and also you are suggesting that we make position as soon as possible.
Yes, I think particularly concerning the urgent action items that we identify. So we don't need to actually agree on the substantive issues regarding the picks, but sort of what direction the GNSO should take in terms of how to address them. I think that's more of an urgent issue now. The substantive issues will come later. Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, I saw that Avery wants to speak up, but Avery?
Well, I took my hand down, and you've got David up. I was going to argue against starting a list, but then I decided not to.
Okay. Thanks, yes, David.
One of the reasons why we've been very poor on we're taking a long position on picks is that I don't think NCSG has a unified position or is likely to one. So, this will be a policy document that where there is division within, where there are multiple opinions within NCSG, we will state that in the document. I think if we wait to try and get a consensus NCSG policy, we will waiting a while, and processes related to picks are definitely screaming off without us. And there are, informal meetings and so on being held, which we are not being invited because we don't appear to have an interest in this issue. Whereas I think many of us do have an interest, strong interest as individuals, we just aren't unified. So certainly we'll note that many of us think picks are a terrible idea from the start, and also that the pick policy was not arrived at through proper processes and shouldn't be regarded as valid multi-stakeholder policy. I do think there are a lot of us, even if we could express those opinions, people may sort of ignore them to various extents as being outside the limits of the debate they're trying to have now, and I do think we need to be involved in that debate they're having now, which is essentially about assuming that PICS and the PDRP and so on will go ahead, how the GAC and ALAC and so on can force different particular commitments on various allegedly highly sensitive GTLDs and so on. So, and I think in general we have a strong voice against that. I think we won't necessarily agree with the registrars, but I think we may be more sympathetic. Anyway, that's to say, I don't think we're going to get unity on this one, but I'd like to make sure that everyone's opinions are reflected in a policy document and sort of move on from there and continue to have our voice known in various processes that are going on. That's about it.
Yeah, thanks, David. Yes, Amr, I think you want to respond.
Yeah, thanks. This is Amr again. I certainly agree with David on everything he said. I think he summed up where we are rather nicely. I would separate, though, to what extent we have any form of consensus within NCSG on the substantive policy issues involved. And the other issue, which is more of a process issue, and how to approach this discussion, and what kind of process we need to put in place in holding the discussion, and to what extent we want picks to land itself within the picket fence of GNSO policies and consensus policies. So we haven't really explored that dimension as much as we have the substantive issues in our previous discussions, and I think those issues regarding the process and how PICS should fit into consensus policy is something that we can work on and possibly reach agreement a lot faster. And those are the urgent issues we need to address now if we want to become engaged in the discussion with the other groups within the GNSO and the, as well as the ALAC. So that is sort of what I hope we can get done quickly now. And then once this discussion does have a sort of a platform in the form of a PDP or a GNSO policy development process working group or however, whatever form it takes, then we can start to really hash out the substantive policy issues and what we would like the NCSG to endorse in terms of that. But that's way further down the road. At least that's the way I see it. Thanks. Well, my concern right now is just that we're part of the conversation. We need to be part of that conversation. It's taking place without us, and we need to be involved. Thanks.
Thanks, Amar. Okay. Say also, reading what the comments in the chat, we should bring the issue to the main NCNG list, but I think we need kind of a briefing and explanation to the membership so we can get feedback. And then we can decide to move or not to an ad hoc list. So, if someone can volunteer to prepare, but if also, Amar, if you can initiate the discussion and so we can, how we can proceed, in a conf call or whatever, but we need first, I think, to give the context, the background to the members so we can have a clear position. Not necessarily about this substance for now, but at least there is something going on and we should participate. Okay, I see that you volunteered with David. Okay.
That's good. That is yes, the only good answer today. Oh, Baba Don. Okay, later. Okay, Kai, we.
Okay, we don't have. Kids as members, but they are welcome. Yes, Amar, you want to add something?
Sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay. Any further comment here? We got some action. But any further comment? We still have also the auction. That was proposed by Amar. You want to say something here, Amar? Maybe you can give some background.
I'm sorry, background on?
Auctions.
On the auctions, okay.
It was not your proposal?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't my suggestion, but I'd be happy to convey what we've been discussing on the policy committee list, if that would be helpful.
Yes, please.
Okay. Right. We've been approached, or Rafiq, more accurately, has been approached by the GNSO Council Chair and Glenn from the GNSO Secretariat on the NCSG's position regarding creating a cross-community working group to discuss how ICANN should deal with the auction proceeds from the previous new GTLD round. And the NCSG Policy Committee has endorsed the idea of a cross-community working group taking this on. It was made clear to us in the communication from the GNSO Council Chair that if there is not support from other SOs and ACs outside of the GNSO to do this, that the GNSO itself would go ahead and start a GNSO working group to hold this discussion. So in any event, the NCSG will be involved, but for starters, now we have indicated support for the idea of a cross-community working group, perhaps involving ALAC as a chartering organization, as well as the Government Advisory Committee. That's pretty much all I have on that now. I guess the NCSG does have a long-standing interest in this issue, and Rafiq had co-chaired the Joint Applicant Support Working Group, which was a cross-community working group with the ALAC. And there are some recommendations that came out of that working group, which could be reformed or could become active again if necessary. Thanks.
Thanks, Homer. Yes. Hopefully with supporting such initiative, I mean, we do, and then we are having a working group. Everybody can join the process, and I think we should participate there. Okay. I think we are still have like 2 minutes in this call. The other topic suggested was about the pre-Buenos Aires meeting. Was suggested by Matthew, but he's not here in the call anymore. But maybe Bill can speak about this, or Bill, are you on the call?
Yeah, I'm on the call, but nobody understands me. You don't want me speaking in front of you?
Yeah, we can hear you. The volume is high, but yeah, we can hear you.
The volume is high. I thought the problem was you couldn't hear me.
A lot of problems.
All right, what are you asking me? I'm sorry, I was typing in another window. What are you asking me to repeat?
Yeah, we got about pre-Buenos Aires meeting as any other business. There were...
Yes, okay, I'm sorry. So, for those who are paying attention to such things, I will get further from the mic. I didn't know that the problem was too loud. I thought the problem was you couldn't hear me. I had suggested, I'll do it from the other side of the room. I had suggested that in light of our cheery collaborative discussion with the CSG in Washington, D.C., that as a confidence building, trust building, blah, 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 activity, I don't know what gain is. Volume? I'll turn volume down. The volume is almost off. Can you still hear me? Okay. Never heard that word. I only hear a single understandable. Anyway, I'm sorry. I will speak softly. The idea that I had floated to other chairs was to have a non-contracted party house event in Buenos Aires on a Friday before the meeting, because the staff had put into the budget $33,000 to organize conferences based on the experiences of NCUC's 3 successful public conferences. So I said, why don't we try to do something together? And all of the different chairs in CSG suggest that would be good. But then as things progressed over the next month or so since then, interest in doing this seems to be whittling down, in part because probably that Friday there will be a lot of other things scheduled, such as the IAM and accountability sessions. So then I suggested, well, perhaps we might do something smaller scale, either at the constituency or stakeholder group level or with the ISPs who continue to express interest in doing something. As you know, the ISPs are probably the most internationalized, I won't say globalized, part of the CSG, and they have a particularly strong engagement from Latin America. So I think they do have an interest in something. So at this point, Rob Hogarth is checking with the meeting staff to see what all is scheduled on Friday and whether any facilities will be available to hold the meeting. If he comes back and says that there would be some facilities, we could conceivably do a shorter event, like 2 hours or 3 hours, either by ourselves or in conjunction with the ISPs, on some area of mutual interest. And I was thinking there are a number of different possibilities there, whether it's the question of the status of non-contracted parties in the so-called DNS industry organization called ICANN, or the knotty problems of figuring out how to think about the public interest, both in terms of the mandate that is in the strategic and operating plans to come up with a definition in the next year, and the whole debate about how that language is being used in the context of the bylaws, the accountability process, and so on, and see if we can maybe bound the problem a little more, even if we can't come up with a singular definition. So, those are just two ideas. The question remains whether there's money, and well, the money is there. The question is whether we can get a room and whether there isn't too much competition from other events. And I'm waiting here, as always, from staff. I'm going to stop there. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. any comment or question to Bill? Okay, I see, you know, maybe some comment on the Adobe Connect. Bill, you want to add something? Because I see your hand raised in Adobe Connect. Okay, so I think it's we reached the time, and I cannot keep people more than 2 hours. So thanks everyone for attending this call, and please, if you have any question, please feel free to ask in the mailing list. We have some action items, and we are waiting for updates in the mailing list and to continue discussion there. So thanks again, and the call is adjourned for today. Bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Thank you. You may not stop the recording. Thank you very much, everyone.
Please stop the recording.
And that concludes today's conference. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.